Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lilydale Radio, and I'm Colleen van der Zijden, your host for tonight's show. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. I am a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly, and I'm also a certified spiritual life coach. And as a medium, as you know, we connect in with our loved ones on the other side, those loved ones who have passed. And as a life coach, I help people take action to create the life they want to have. And I love being both of those things, a medium and a coach. The mediumship is awesome because we do get to connect in with our loved ones on the other side. And it can bring so much profound healing to us. And messages of hope, inspiration, all of those things. So that's wonderful. And as a life coach, I help people recognize the power they have within themselves to change how they are experiencing life. And it's always so much fun when I help people in that way. I love doing it. Hi, Annette. Hi, Jane. Nice to see you guys watching tonight. I do want to thank everybody for last week. Last week, I had to cancel the show because I had a heck of a migraine. I don't know what was going on. There was some kind of an energetic shift or something happening. And I had 24 hours where I just felt really off. And then my head started to hurt and all of that. And I thought, you know what? It's time for some self-care. So I canceled. I'm so sorry I canceled. So I'll be talking about my topic that I was going to do last week, this week. And we're going to just get right to it. I will have time for callers tonight. The number is 818-739-8818. Oh, and I do want to mention, to continue that story, I need to thank all of you who sent me so much love and healing when I had my migraine last week after I posted that I couldn't do the show. It was so nice. It actually made me feel better. And I understand truly what it is when people who are praying for others and how that does help. That energy does get sent to wherever you're sending it. So today we are going to talk about the illusion of a perfect holiday. And the reason I'm talking about that is I've met some people lately who seem to be struggling with the holidays. They seem to be struggling with what's going on here in the physical. And I thought we could address it. And you know how I love to give how-tos, give some strategies, things to do that we can use to change our attitudes, our minds, or just be accepting of how we're really feeling, because so many times we resist what's happening. So when we think of the holidays, we think of, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, all of that, and we see what's on TV, in the media, and we see this illusion of the perfect family. We see the most wonderful time of the year where everything is absolutely perfect, where everybody gets along and everybody helps each other and all of this. And we start to buy into that illusion that during the holidays, life will be perfect no matter what is happening. And, you know, maybe there'll be some kind of a miracle and everybody will get along and everything will be perfect and all of our problems will magically dissolve. And during the holidays, we should be happy and cheerful and all of that. And if you've ever struggled with the holidays, and many of us have, many of us are, you know it's very hard to be happy and cheerful if something is going on in your life that doesn't make you happy and cheerful. And I'm sure there are many families out there who have the perfect life, the perfect family where everybody gets along and everything's just fine. But many of us don't have that family. The stress of the holidays, you know, not to mention circumstantial situations, those kinds of things, but the stress of the holiday alone, you know, trying to get everything done we need to get done. You know, we've bought into this illusion, again, that we must have you know, all of these presents. We must have the perfectly decorated house. We've got to have lights outside. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. And we can get sucked into that illusion of going shopping and buying and buying and buying because we want to meet that illusion that we think we're supposed to have. So we can be suffering, if you will, from that illusion, the illusion of what we should be doing during the holidays. we get stressed out, you know, you'll go into the stores and it's just not fun. And if we're not having fun with the shopping and the preparations, it turns into stress. So I'm going to talk tonight about some strategies we can use that might help with dealing with the stress, but also some of these other more difficult situations that we might have. There are some people out there who don't have families. They're the only ones left for whatever reason. Maybe everybody has died, literally, and they're older and everybody has died. Maybe their kids are gone. They're off someplace else and they don't have a partner anymore. So they're home alone and they don't have any place to go. It's easy for people who are alone and lonely to keep that status quo. They don't make the effort to get out. Maybe they don't go to church. Maybe they don't do anything socially. So they may stay home and that's what they always do. Sitting home watching TV. Sometimes we have challenging life circumstances. We might have a family member who is in jail. We might have divorces. And I know when I was alone for a long time as a single person after my divorce, it was difficult to handle the holidays sometimes. You know, if my kids went over to their father's house and I was by myself on Thanksgiving or I was by myself on New Year's, it was a little bit difficult. And, you don't want to ask somebody, to come over or do something. You know, sometimes it's just, you just feel easier to stay in your own little cocoon there. We might have serious illnesses within our family or serious illness for ourselves. Somebody could even be in the hospital during the holidays, of course. We might have addicts or drug issues. We might have depression. This time right now with the winter here, and we haven't had very much sun in the past couple of months, is prime time for the emergence of seasonal affective disorder, which is when we don't get enough sunlight, we start to go into a depressed mode. And I do suffer from that if I'm not careful. So this can, it can be hard for people who suffer from depression or seasonal affective disorder, where, you know, you just don't feel right. You don't feel like yourself. And there's not much you can do to change that. You can't make the sun come out. Now, I do have a sunbox that I use on occasion. I should use it more regularly. That would help. But that does help me kind of raise my vibration. So we have all sorts of things that can be happening during the holidays outside of ourselves as well as inside of ourselves. I know a long time ago, my brother was diagnosed with cancer right before Christmas, probably 2 or 3 weeks before. And that was a little bit difficult because we tried to keep everything as normal as possible. But it was hanging over our heads because of the unknown. We weren't sure what was going to happen and all of that. And I do remember I went to my husband's family celebration that year. And because of my brother's diagnosis, I hadn't had time to finish my Christmas shopping. So I didn't have everything done. So I felt badly about that. I felt badly because I wasn't home. I felt badly about what was happening. And so that was a very difficult Christmas. And I can remember that very clearly. And it was definitely something I remember now to this day when I'm talking to someone, a client or a friend or an acquaintance even, who is struggling with something going on in their lives right now. There are so many aspects of grief that can be happening while we're in the holidays. We've got all those circumstantial issues, but we've also got the loss of people. You know, when we lose people, it's extremely difficult. I'm actually going to talk about that in a little bit more depth in a couple of minutes, because that is something that I have so many of my friends who are struggling with right now. Life changes will bring us feelings of loss as well. It can be as simple as, simple, difficult and simple at the same time as losing your job. You know, something happens with your house, for whatever reason, you've lost the societal connections that you should have. We end up grieving what we should have had or what we used to have or what we want to have. So many of us do spend our time in grief during the holidays. And we're having this disconnect between life's reality and that illusion of the perfect holiday. We feel like we should be doing something else. We feel like we should be in a different place than we are. And so what ends up happening with that is we end up resisting what is happening in our lives. And that can be difficult. Now, I do want to take a little brief pause for a second and give you the telephone number again, which is 818 239-8818. And if you are just joining in, this is Lilydale Radio, and I'm Colleen VanderZeiden, and I'm a registered medium at Lilydale, as well as a certified life coach. And thank you for watching, everybody who's watching, and thank you for listening, everybody who's listening through Blog Talk Radio. We are live every Tuesday here on Facebook, on my page here. Feel free to like my page so that you can continue, well, you can watch it without liking my page, but you can access all the archived shows and watch live, of course. So tonight's topic is talking about the illusion of the perfect holiday, because this illusion does bring us some pain. Trying to meet some expectations that we may not be able to meet. We feel like we should be doing something differently than we are. We feel like we failed. Maybe we feel like we should get over things sooner than we want to. And this disconnect between this illusion and the reality of life actually amplifies our feelings. So if we are sad, the holidays will make us more sad. If we're angry, we might be more angry. We truly hope for miracles. I know many of us hold out that just that one day, you know, Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day or New Year's, that there's going to be a miracle and everything's going to be great and we're going to feel wonderful. And when we wake up on that holiday, that special day, and life is still the same, it can be very disappointing, and that feeling will be amplified as well. But we want to not feel lonely. We want to our kids to be appreciative. We want our families to not fight just for that one day. And oh, we have got Colleen is saying, I lost my mom December 23rd of 2007. I know she hated Christmas so much. She didn't want to live any longer than Christmas Day. I just want to know she is at peace. I try to make the most of the holiday. And she goes on. I'm not going to click on it because I'm afraid I might do something. We are going to talk about grief and stuff like that. But that is so interesting. She hated Christmas. So she didn't want to live any longer. Very interesting. I tell you, people do decide when they're going to pass. I believe that fully. So I do want to talk about grief right now because it's very hard during the holidays. And everything changes. Our traditions change. Our seating plans change. There's this hole in our lives that gets amplified. And it doesn't make a difference how long it's been. That loss can still be felt. It can still profoundly affect the holidays. The first thing that I really want to say, it's okay to experience the grief. You don't have to live up to this illusion of a perfect holiday. You don't have to expect it's going to be okay. You know, it's important to feel our emotions. I was just writing a new download, free download for my website. I'm going to be doing a new website. Yay, amen, praise God, finally. And I was doing a new download on the 3 keys to happiness. And as I was writing this download, I kept thinking of a friend of mine whose husband passed about 5 months ago. And I kept thinking of her, and I kept thinking of her. And I thought, well, the 3 keys to happiness, these are the 3 keys, blah, blah, blah. But then I felt as though I needed to add an addendum to this. Because if someone is suffering from grief, the last thing they want to hear is, oh, you can make yourself happy. You know, they don't want to hear that. And so I want to make sure it's very clear what I'm saying is, yes, you can control how you're feeling, all that, except if you are experiencing the grief of a loss of a loved one, you have to go through all those stages. You have to experience everything that goes with that grief. And as I was writing this thing, I started thinking about that my friend, as I was telling you, and a significant loss involves significant emotions. It's the way it is. Okay? It's necessary that you experience that. I always tell people that your tears honor your person who has passed. They honor the person who has passed. And I learned that when I was putting my cat down. I didn't want to cry in front of the vet, you know, I just didn't want to do it, but I ended up crying in front of the vet. But as I was doing it, it was like I got this message that said, your tears honor the love you have. So that taught me at that moment that it's okay to express your emotions, to express that, because you're expressing the love you have for the person or your animal, whatever it could be. Barbara lost her baby sister. Oh, in July. I'm so sorry to hear that, Barbara. Oh, it's so hard, isn't it, sometimes? Boy, life is weird. And difficult and challenging. The tears, express the tears. And also, keep in mind that love, but also keep in mind that gratitude for having had that person, that animal in your life It was there for you. They were there for you. Keep that gratitude for that, for the opportunity to have had them here in the physical. What eventually will start to happen is you will begin to integrate in this new reality. Life doesn't go back to the way it used to be. And if you're spending time wishing it would be the way it used to be, then you're not done moving through your phases of grief yet. So just acknowledge that, and it's okay. It's okay. You've got to go with it. So, but what will happen, life will never go back. But what will come out of this grief is you will become more compassionate and you will become more empathetic. You will start to recognize the love you have for other people who are still here in the physical. To live here in this human life, it means we are going to experience the depths of loss and we are going to experience the highs of love. Without the loss, we don't value the love as much. Without the love, we won't experience the grief as fully as we need to. They go hand in hand. Love and grief go together. This does not make it easier. It does not mean that you can magically wish it away. You have to move through it as you move through it. But eventually the time will become right for you to move on. I've had some clients tell me that they didn't think they could ever move on. They didn't think could release that grief. They didn't think it was ever going to go away. And some of them actually felt it was wrong to be happy after this significant loss. Now, as a medium, I have never had a spirit say to me that they want my client to stay stuck in grief. I have never, ever had that impression from a spirit. I have never heard them say, oh, I'm so happy they're in grief. I hope they stay there. I've never had that impression, ever, ever, ever. The spirits always come through and they understand your pain. They understand what you're feeling. They love you. They understand it. They feel it for you. But from their perspective, they want you to live your life fully and completely. They want you to be happy. They want you to experience this life to its fullest. Grief is important, is very, very important, and you cannot shortchange it. You must experience it, and you must go through it all. But you don't have to stay stuck in it for the rest of your life. You honor your loved one's presence in your life by continuing to move on, by continuing to honor them, talking to them, acknowledging them, remembering them. You honor their presence. That doesn't mean you have to stop living. Okay, now, and I will say it again because I want to make sure it's very clear. You have to go through the grief process. You have to go through the stages of grief. You have to. But there will come a time where you will move forward and you can be happy again. And it's okay to be happy again. Now, the reason I'm spending so much time on that is because there are so many people who are in grief. And I want them to recognize that if they are feeling this loss, this profound loss during the holidays, it's okay. It's okay. It's perfectly fine to do. Sometimes we have to be in, I call it, survival mode. And that's all we can do. We just survive. We ask God to help us. We ask for help. We ask for peace. Maybe we'll pray a lot. Maybe we'll have repeated affirmations. Anything to keep us as uplifted as we can, given the circumstances. I have a friend who's going through a very difficult time right now. And she told me that the only way she's getting through it now is that God has become her strength. That's the only way. She says there have been many tears, but she is relying on God to get her through. And we don't have to carry those burdens alone. We can recognize that we do have a higher power that is available to us that will carry us, that we do not have to be the big, strong ones. Okay? So if you are in grief, treat yourself kindly. Give yourself a break. Do what you can. And then let the rest go. Don't live up to this perfect holiday thing, this illusion. Don't feel that you need to do things the same way, or don't feel you need to change things either. Do what you have to do to make yourself feel good. It's okay. And I'm going to go through some practical ideas that you can use, whether for grief or for the other issues that we can experience during a holiday. And the first one is to rein in your expectations of perfection. Rein them in. Don't expect that there's going to be this miracle and everything is going to be wonderful. Highly unlikely. Life goes on. the way it does. It's not magically going to change on the holidays. It's just not. So be real. Just be real. I know as it gets closer to Christmas for me, I start to get sucked in a little bit and start to go a little crazy with my shopping and stuff. So we want to just stick with the things that make you happy. Don't compare yourself to other people. I actually had a friend of mine say to me that we needed to put more lights up on our house because the people across the street had more lights. I said, excuse me? I think it's amazing I have anything up there right now. So, you know, don't compare yourself to other people. We always think that people have a better life than we do, but everybody has them. Everybody has a problem they're struggling with. Everyone. Even now, in this holiday season, we all have problems. So what you can do is treat each other and yourself with compassion. Treat yourself with love. Do the best you can. You know, stay focused on the present as much as you can rather than the past. Now, if you are alone, you have to take some action to create the kind of day you want. You have to plan ahead. So when I was alone, my kids would be gone on New Year's, especially, because, you know, New Year's is that big one where you should be in love and kiss somebody at midnight and all that crap. I had to plan ahead so that I didn't kind of sink into a little bit of a depression myself. So I would just do whatever I wanted to do. I might go do a little bit of shopping. Then I might get a really cool movie. I might go buy, you know, shrimp cocktail and have my, you know, little food that I wanted to have, special things like that. So I would make plans. You've got to make plans, and you've got to do it ahead of time. If you know you have a tendency to get depressed or you have a tendency to be sad during the holidays, then think ahead. What is it you really want? What do you really want? You have to know yourself. What do you want? Do you want to have a whole bunch of people around you, or do you want to be alone? Do you want to eat really good food or not? Now, if you're getting sucked into the depression and you know you should be trying something else, take a little action and try to move out of that. Don't stay home and eat a microwave dinner or watching a crappy movie on TV, not even picking out a movie you really like. So focus on what you really want. Don't get sucked into that illusion. But if you know you should be doing something else, it's okay. Do you have people you can call? I know it always feels weird. You don't want to call somebody and say, hey, what are you doing for the holidays? And, you know, what should we do? No, you know, you don't want to call them up and just be weird about that. But if it's somebody you know, you can call and say, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to come to my house? Could I come to your house? If you want to have some holiday spirit, go volunteer someplace. That's the quickest way to feel that meaning of Christmas. Okay, I'm looking to see what messages we have. We have Aloha Jay saying in the queue for the great conversation. Good, good. I will be getting to callers in a few minutes. Then I have a question from someone. So you can write your question right there and I could answer it, or we can have you call in at 818-739-8818. We will be talking about whatever you want to talk about. I can do brief readings. We can talk about the holidays. I can give you strategies to move through problems, whatever it is. We can talk about those things. So I'm going to just whip through the rest of this so I can get to some callers in a few minutes. I'm looking to see what else I have. Oh, yeah, right. So the volunteering is something you can do to help people. That can get you out of your own misery. I know if I stay home too much by myself, I start to get a little bit off. I get a little off balance. But if I'm talking to people more regularly, I start to feel better. The self-love, self, and being true to you, the self-care is essential. You have to make your decisions based on your needs. What is going to make you happy? What is going to bring you joy? Those are the things you want to focus on. Don't feel guilty if you're not in a good mood. Don't feel guilty. If you're not in a good mood, you're not in a good mood. Go with it. Don't feel guilty if you need to take care of yourself. You need alone time. That's okay. You may get some pressure from people saying, oh, we need you over here. We need you over here. Touch into your soul, your real soul, your essence, and see what is right. Don't just habitually, reactionarily, I'm sure that's a word, just say, no, I need to be alone. Think about it first. See what feels right. Acknowledge how you're feeling. Go with it. Go with it. Process it. Don't do something just because people want you to, but do consider that they may have your better interests in mind, and you may not be thinking clearly, especially if you're in grief. So you could go to someone's house, maybe hang out there for, you know, 10 minutes, half hour, hour, whatever, eat dinner, and then excuse yourself if you need to do that. You'll know inside what's important. for you. You can always leave early. And the other thing that's really important is do not self-medicate. Do not take alcohol, drugs, or anything like that. That's going to make everything worse. Don't do that. Just don't. Okay, I'm going to read this. What do you think my current life is good? Do you think it's good for me? Will he continue to make me happy? Am I good for him? Any babies? Okay. So let me tell you about mediumship, and then I'll come back to this. So mediumship is connecting in with our loved ones on the other side. So when I do a reading, it'll be a mediumship reading, and we'll be connecting with side. They come through, and hopefully we can identify them. Not always on the radio because we kind of shorten time, so we'll see. Sometimes they will give you a suggestion, so sometimes they will give you advice. Sometimes they want to just affirm to you that you can figure out your own problems, and that spirit is not going to give you the answers. It is very rare that spirit will tell you what to do, though I have had some spirits do that in the past because they did it when they were here, and they're going to do it from the other side. So that is possible. So if I get through to you, I will answer some questions if they come up that way. Now, just a couple more things, and then I will take callers. We have affirmations. If you're saying to yourself all the time, I hate Christmas, I hate the holidays, I hate this, change it up and change it to I love and care for myself. I love and care for myself, or I'm feeling better every day, or I trust that God is going to help me through this problem. Whatever it is that is going to help you change your attitude and change your mindset. Okay. And I'm not saying you have a bad attitude. I'm just saying we have to change our attitudes in order to move forward and be more positive. So watch your words. Your words are very important. Acknowledge what they are and try to create the better situation. Again, if you're experiencing holiday stress, simplify. Don't do all that stuff. If you don't want to decorate the tree fully, then don't decorate the tree all the way. If it's too much or too painful, and it could be too painful if you've suffered a loss, just don't do it. You know, come up with an alternative. If the holiday is very painful, I always tell people you have a choice between staying where you are. Will it increase your pain, or should you do something else, something different? I know a couple of clients ran away, they called it, after they had somebody who passed. So they ran away and just did something totally different for Christmas. And I do believe they went down to the Caribbean and did a beach vacation and pretty much ignored Christmas because they knew it was going to be too hard. They did the best they could, and I'm sure on Christmas there were painful moments. But they ran away. They just said, we ran away because we couldn't handle it. And so that's okay to do. Just go and do it. Do what you have to do. Running away is not really running away because it's taking care of yourself and it's helping. Could you connect with someone from the other side or prefer me to call? Yes, you'll probably need to call. It is 818-739-8818. And I think the number's posted at the top of my Facebook feed there. So do whatever you have to do, and you've got to focus on the positive. So those are some ideas that I had about the holidays and the difficult holidays. We get such a sense of, you know, we want things to be different, and we truly, and so many of us, we truly just believe there's going to be a miracle that's just going to be wonderful, and it doesn't always work that way. So just be you. Do the best you can for you and cut yourself a break. Don't give yourself a hard time because of these things. Okay, so what we're going to do. See, I didn't take too long on that. We are going to take some callers. Now, these are the reasons you can call in. You can call in to ask a question about something that has to do with spirituality or metaphysics. Maybe you want to talk about mediumship or healing, coaching, anything like that. You can ask questions about that. You can talk about our topic of the day, which is the difficulties with holidays. And that illusion of the perfect holiday and everybody, wonderful. We can talk about that. If you have a specific concern in your life, a problem in your life, you can call in, but I will go into probably a coaching mode rather than a mediumship mode. So as a coach, we would probably discuss what's going on, and I might give you a strategy or two you could try to change things. And then the other option is, of course, always the brief mediumship reading where I connect in with somebody on the other side and they will just give you messages, which are so frequently that they just love you. And you never know what else is going to come in. I never know what's going to happen in reading. So if you want to call in, the number is, one more time, 818-739-8818. And for those of you just joining in, I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and I am a registered medium at Lilydale, as well as a certified spiritual life coach. You can find information about me on my website, psychicmediumcolleen.com, or be brave, as I always say, and spell out Colleen van der Zijden, vanderzy.com. Just the way it sounds, it's actually very simple. Vanderzy, Z-Y, Den. And to find out more information about Lilydale, lilydaleassembly.org. Lilydale has off-season workshops, and they will be starting up in the spring. So you want to check into those and see what's going on. I don't think they're posted yet, but they will be. I know the workshops contracts are going out now for next summer. So people are finding out what they're teaching next year. I'll be teaching Awakening 101 on June 26th, which is a course for people who are waking up to their spirituality. Maybe you are experiencing psychic phenomena, mediumship phenomena. You're noticing energy. You're noticing things happening. You might be having premonitions. You might be having synchronicities. That kind of thing. That's what we'll be talking about at Awakening 101. Then I will also be teaching a class on August 26th on distant healing. And if you're interested in any healing work, I do several workshops on healing, and so we'll be doing that. And I'm in the process right now of creating an online course for being happy and unstoppable. And once I get that a little bit more organized, I will actually put some information out here because I'm going to be looking for feedback on what people think about the description and how I've got it laid out, if there's more they want or less they want, before I finish the whole creation of this course. So if you haven't followed me on my website yet, I recommend you do that because then you will get the email that will list all of these things. I will be offering a discount for the class, the online class, for those people who are connected with me one way or another, whether it's on the radio or on my website. So that will help as well. Okay, enough of my chatting. We are going to take our first caller. And our first caller is 0941, last four numbers of your telephone number. And how are you today?
Hey, Colleen. It's great to talk to you again.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just was attending a Taste of Healing, so I had about three sessions in a row, so I'm a little bit buzzed from that. But finished my two of my three last grief work courses, so it was a really great learning experience and being with a community of people who have lost a loved one. So, yeah.
Yes. And for people who don't know Jay calls in on somewhat regularly, which is awesome because he has so much great information. He's experienced some losses in his life, and so now he's in the process of processing them. And he usually calls in with some good information. So, Jay, what do you think about this, the holidays, the illusion of the holidays and grief and how it all fits in?
I think what happens is that with grief during holidays, especially if you lost a loved one or a spouse or mothers, that there's a feeling of emptiness, and we don't know where to turn to or where to go for resources for how we have to, how about expressing our feelings and at this time. So, because what happens when you look around you, like if you're walking down some with friends or even in going down a mall or something like that, you're seeing stuff like people are together and they're have this happy feeling. So it can be a very discouraging and isolating time during this this holiday season that we're in. So I would probably give some better advice, and is that to find community where it can have maybe a candlelight vigil, people that you can talk to, kind of like outside of your friends, because they're going to just, they'll put your hand on you and say, just comfort you. But when you work with grief and people who have actually lost someone close to you, is that it's better to be in company with other grieving people and this is where you get vulnerable about it. And then there's a trust level there too. So it's very, very, find somebody. Just don't be alone. There's always help out there. There's always help out there.
Yeah.
Just look.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, actually, because when somebody's grieving, other people don't want to say anything. Your friends or family may not want to say something because they're afraid it's going to upset you. So it is important then to be in the company of other people who have experienced that because they understand, and people will feel safe with that. So anybody else who's experiencing grief out there, you got to find your community, find these people that you can connect with, because it may be really helpful. So support groups, that kind of thing. Yeah. What else do you want to share, Jay? Anything else?
Well, like I said, grief is very unique. Only thing I have in common with the people who have lost someone or even animals is just death. That's it. Not death of, but just death. It's also a better time right now because you can really get into a spiral, a health spiral that you don't want. Like you said, you don't want to go into a health spiral that it's going to be a deeper hole to get out of. So I would just take self-care is really important this year, right? So, well, this type of season is to be mindful of what you do and just go into the wave of grief with your grief surfboard. And just let it follow through, because these emotions are very deep and they're powerful. They're very powerful, and it just really suggests that when we have grief or go through grief, is that we're human. I think it reminds us that we're human inside, and that we can actually connect those moments with our loved ones at any time in the past. Possibly in the future when you're connecting with your loved ones on the other side. So it's just a roller coaster of emotions probably at this time if you've lost someone.
And to just be able to accept that that's the way it's going to be, that makes a big difference.
It's a process and a journey. There's no time limit for grief, and
Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome. I'm going to say this last time. You're welcome. There's no coincidence when you meet somebody and they're grieving too, that there's always some sort of connection between that other person and you. I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's important too. Well, thank you, Jay. That's been very helpful again tonight. Thank you so much for calling.
You're very welcome. Take care. Thanks. Care. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Jay has been really awesome because he's been going through the grief process and he's been sharing with us. And I know he has helped other people just by calling in and sharing his story. And then to find what he just mentioned about finding somebody else who is also going through the grief, and you'll meet them, it'll just happen. It will make you feel better. Isn't that weird? I mean, it seems odd, but it really does. So we will go on to our next caller. 5928 is the last four numbers of your telephone number. 5928. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. And what's your name?
My name is Amanda.
And how can I help you today?
I was calling. I've been really trying hard to, I wouldn't say doing the law of attraction, it's more of the law of attraction principles, like really trying to be in a positive mindset, trying not to let things get to me, trying to really kind of live in that presence of love continually, and it's really hard, but it was kind of interesting, and I was hoping maybe I could get some tips. Since I started doing that, and I'm really trying to come from a really solid place of love, so much bad stuff started happening in my life, which had never happened before. I had had a pretty good life, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I don't know if it was old stuff that I had manifested that is now coming out, and if there's any way to like cancel that, or any tips on how to stay in that loving moment too.
Okay. I know exactly what you're saying. I was actually talking to a client more recently. I know exactly what you're saying. So if people who are watching and listening didn't hear her all the way, she's saying that she's been trying to live in love as much as possible. And since she started doing that, she's been having a lot more problems in life. And it is interesting because what will happen is we're being given opportunities to practice. So when we're Yes, I know. Doesn't that rot? But I heard somebody say once that for New Year's, they were doing a bowl burning ceremony, and they wanted to become more patient. So they ended up the following year. I heard them talking about how they had so many things that tested their patience. So now they were more careful about what they asked for. And that doesn't mean, I don't want you to think that's the wrong thing, like you're not supposed to react with love and all of that.
Right.
But it's giving you opportunities to practice that love to yourself and to other people. Now, something else that needs to go with it for you is trust. You've got to trust that whatever is happening is exactly what's supposed to be happening for your highest and best. And we have crappy things happen in our lives. We all have problems, challenges, difficulties, all that stuff. And if we can start to practice trusting that it's all going to be okay, that kind of thing, the more we practice it, even with the small things. So say you're leaving your house, just for a random weird example. You're leaving your house and you just get that little bit of a flash that says, take your umbrella. So you take your umbrella with you, and then it rains, and you think, oh, I trusted my intuition, and I acted on it. So you've shown the universe you will trust yourself. So then something else might happen, and you might just get that, you might be in a store, and you just get this weird feeling that the cashier person ran something up wrong. So you kind of give a little glance over there and go, oh, I'm not sure that's correct. So you're trusting yourself. And then along with trusting yourself, comes into trusting the universe that whatever is happening is for your highest and best. And I tell people that we've got to practice on the small things first. So when those big, gigantic things happen, we can handle them. We've got to get in the habit of trusting. So with the love comes the trust. And interestingly, I can feel with you that you're a person who truly does try hard to do your best. I can tell that you have made very positive impacts on the people around you. And I can tell that when you get tired, it's harder to maintain your optimism. So, and that's for a lot of people, of course. But for you, you're on the more sensitive side, too. So you feel things maybe more than other people do. So if something doesn't work out, you're going to feel it to a deeper level than others might. Now, the other thing you want to watch, this is interesting. Do you do any like self-judgment where you say to yourself, oh, I shouldn't be thinking that, or I shouldn't be doing that, or why am I not good at this loving thing? Do you do any kind of self-judgment like that?
Oh, I try not to, but I'm pretty sure I do it more than I even recognize.
You probably do it more than you recognize. So, we can back up then a little bit, because what we want to do is not just responding with love to whatever's happening in your life, but responding with love to yourself and saying, you know what, you're doing the best you can. Good job, Amanda. I'm doing the best I can. You know, I'm doing it. You know, oops, lost that one today, but that's okay because I'll do better next time. So it's a method of changing your self-talk to make it more positive and all of that too. So that will help. Now, I do want to say, too, even with all this stuff that's been happening in your life, you've been handling it fairly well. I know you've had some sleepless nights and all that stuff, but really, you're handling it pretty well. So what you might want to do, and this is what I have a lot of my coaching clients do, is write down, you know, like either start counting your blessings and writing them down, or start counting the times you respond really well, you know, like start writing it down, you know, so-and-so said this today and I responded this way, you know, rather than a reaction or a habitual reaction. Because if you start writing those things down, what's going to happen is you're going to start finding more and more of them. And the more you find, the easier it is to find them, okay? And I know that sounds really strange.
Right.
But you're training your brain to look for the positives. So writing them down makes it real, okay? Because we think we're going to remember everything. Oh, I'm going to remember that. I'm going to remember I did such a great job with that. Oh, I'm going to remember that. But we don't, because we have more and more life issues come in. So if you just jot them down, take a little notebook in your bag or something and jot it down and just start making a little bit of a list, or, you know, do at the end of the day, start writing things down that were good. you do that, you'll start getting your brain to look for all those positives, and you'll be surprised at the number of synchronicities you have that show you that you've been responding the way you're supposed to be, that even with your problems, you're still responding the way you're supposed to be. Even if you slip up, you'll be able to look at yourself mm-hmm. and go, yes, I'm doing it. So keep those things in mind. Those are some strategies that you might be able to use. Interesting. One more thing, too. Do you have a little bracelet or something like this that would have a positive words on it, you know, love, peace, joy, trust, something like this? Do you have a little bracelet like that?
I don't know.
Okay, because I'm seeing a little bracelet with a word on it, and it seems to be an affirmation kind of bracelet, then, you know, something you'd wear to just remind you. That might mm-hmm. be something you want to consider, you know, just okay. you know, pick a word that you like and see if you find something. I know they have things like that out there, because that will help too. Of course, you'll pick love because that's okay. the one you want. Yeah. So, Amanda, try that some of those. I hope those are some good ideas for you.
Everything that you said really kind of resonated and really clicked, and I really appreciate it. It's very, very, very great advice that I can definitely act on, and I appreciate it so much. And I'm happy that you understood what I was saying, even if I didn't convey it very well.
Yeah, I knew exactly what you were saying. Exactly. Yeah. It was perfect. Yeah, so you can find, you know, if you want to listen to it again, it'll be posted after the show. And we started talking at about the 35-minute board, so to speak. Awesome. So if you want to listen to it again, take notes or anything. Well, thanks for calling in, Amanda. It was
okay.
so nice talking to you. You keep going and
Thank
spreading
you
your love
so much.
Everywhere. You're welcome.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
It's so interesting sometimes with life, isn't it? It can get tiring, doesn't it, sometimes, where we just think, oh, it's so hard. But if you practice what she's doing, she's practicing responding in love. Pick a word you really like, and just respond with everything, to everything, with that word. And you've got to remember yourself, though. Don't forget yourself, because sometimes we forget we have to treat ourselves well, do that self-care and everything. So we will take another caller. Yay, I'm trying to get as many as I can today. Isn't it exciting? We are going to go to 4015. 4015. Hello, how are you today?
Hello. I'm pretty good.
Hi, what's your name?
How are you?
I'm great. What's your name?
Rashonda.
Rashonda, okay, so you're Rashonda.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes,
so,
I am.
Yeah.
This is my first time really, I guess, like calling in and doing something like this.
Sure.
But I've been like you before.
Know, right, and I know you had posted something on Facebook about, you were asking about a relationship and things like that.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so would you happen to have on the other side, I'm going to connect in with the spirit for you, would you happen to have on the other side a woman who was, she's coming through very strict, very direct in what she says, strict, high expectations, borders on blunt, you know, just says whatever she wants to say, I don't feel a lot of filters. Do you have a woman like that on the other side you can recognize?
Maybe my grandmother.
Okay. Was she a little older? Is she kind of bossy? Telling people what to do?
Yeah.
Okay. That might be her. Yeah. She seems like somebody who doesn't put up with crap. You know, she's not going to put up with anything. Somebody tries to lie to her, she's going to have a problem with it, and she's going to let you know. That kind of person, you know, this person is a black mm-hmm. and white person. There's no gray. It's either right or it's wrong. It's never in the middle. So that's the way she is. Okay, sounds like her. Awesome. I have to say, she is funny. in that, I think I would be intimidated by her if I met her, and I definitely would want to make sure I was doing the right things around her. That's for sure. She's telling me too much time thinking in your head. Your head goes round and round and round and round, and you're just thinking and thinking and thinking, always trying to figure things out. Are you a really big thinker like that?
I do. I talk to myself a lot, or I've especially when it's quiet, or I think a lot.
Yeah.
More than doing things.
Okay. And sometimes those thoughts will send you down the wrong path, though, where you could be in a pretty good mood, and all of a sudden it's like your one thought leads to another thought and leads to another thought and leads to another thought. And before you know it, you're all depressed and you don't even know why. Or else you've taken a situation and made it bigger and more catastrophic than it is. So what you might want to consider doing is setting an intention for your day of how you want to feel. You know, just like Amanda, the last caller, was talking about wanting to respond to things with love, for you, you might want to decide how you want to live your day. And you want to go with an emotion, okay? So maybe you just want to be happy. So what happens in that case? So you wake up in the morning and you say, today, my intention is I'm going to have the happiest day ever. So you just set something like that. And what will come into your awareness is you'll start to focus on happiness. And when you catch yourself drifting off into not happiness, you can stop yourself and bring you back by just saying, today my intention is to focus on happiness, or whatever your intention is. That will help with some of those runaway thoughts. Now, the whole thing, have you been with the person you're with, your relationship now? Have you been with that person for a while?
I've known him for a long time. But as far
You've known him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But is the relationship on the newer side then?
Yes.
Okay. Because what I'm hearing from the other side is, this is interesting. She's talking about you not speaking your mind as much as you should. Not saying what you really want, not saying what you really feel. Are you still in that phase where we don't say too much because we're not sure how we're going to be looked at yet?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So your grandmother on the other side, she's not one who would do that, okay? She's not going to do that. And I think she'd prefer you be a little more direct yourself. To say what you feel and say what you think. You want to fit in. You want things to go smoothly. And because of that, you tend to kind of suppress some of your thoughts and emotions and don't really say what you're feeling. And she's just talking about you just saying what you got to say and just get it right out there. She's also telling me if you do this, the relationship becomes stronger. Okay, because then you're really communicating with honesty. It becomes stronger. It becomes more honest, I guess is a better word. So keep that in mind for you. And something else. Did your grandfather smoke a pipe or cigar or something?
I smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, because I'm getting an impression of a smoking cigar or pipe, something a smell that's very interesting.
I smoke
cigarettes. So there's a mention of that. You smoke cigarettes?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because there's a smell that she's showing me. I don't like the smell. It's gross. So I don't know if it's a cigarette for you or what the deal is with that. But it might be interesting to go back and check in the family to find out if someone smoked a cigar, smoked a pipe. I'd also be interested in knowing, because I feel like I'm rolling my own either cigarettes or cigars or something like this. So I'm rolling them. I don't think I'm talking about rolling pot. Okay. I feel like I'm going back. I don't feel like I'm doing that, okay? But it feels like I'm rolling something of my own. So there is that message. So if you have a way to check that, it might be fun to check. Okay. So Rashonda, the big message that seems to be coming through from your grandmother is about you speaking your mind as much as possible and trying to stay out of your head when you start heading down the negative path. okay, our brains, our minds will just go that way. If we actually paid attention, we could see the path of it. You know, we think of this, which leads us to this, to this, to this, and before we know it, we've someplace else. But if we have that intention, that focus, we'll be able to get back to ourselves and our intention. Okay, so Rashonda, I should let you go because I see I only have 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Nice talking to you. I get a lot of love from your grandmother, let me tell you.
She didn't have anything like from my mom.
Is your mom still here in the physical?
Yes, my mom is still here.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
I just want to know if she had anything. Would she like to say to her?
Yeah. There's a couple things. One, I'm wondering about how your mom is feeling, because I do get a little bit of concern for her. And there's something else, and it's going to be really random and really weird, but I'm seeing pots and pans right now. Would you happen to know if your mom has any of your grandmother's pots and pans?
No, that'd probably be my aunt.
Your aunt?
Yeah, but I know my mom's sick.
Did you just say your mom's sick?
She's sick. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That explains the concern that's coming through for her. There's definitely that. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that's something that you're going to be lending your strength to, let's say. You're going to be helping. Kind of reassuring as much as possible, too. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is tricky. Try not to let yourself go down the catastrophe path where you start thinking the worst about everything. Try not to go there. Stay in the present as much as possible. Just stay in the present.
Okay.
As soon as you catch yourself worrying, say to yourself, in this moment, everything is perfect. That's one of my favorite phrases whenever I start to worry. In this moment, everything is perfect. There's nothing wrong in this moment. And that will take you back to the present. So just keep doing that because I want you to enjoy the time you have here, and I want you to make sure you're staying in the present as much as possible so you're not wasting your time. Okay, so there is that. A lot of love for both of you from your grandmother. Okay. I'm going to send you a lot of love and healing. Thank you for calling, Rashonda.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a good night.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, so now I saw somebody said something about they were driving. I saw it on Facebook. Somebody was driving. You were going to a memorial service. It's coming back to me. You were going to a memorial service, and I saw it, and I just started the call, so I do want to touch into that right now, this minute. That actually feels okay to me. It feels okay to me. There's going to be – it's a long drive. Didn't you say it was like 17 hours or something? Be careful with that, okay, because I know you're going to push it and you're going to try to do it. Don't tell me you're going to try to do it in one sitting. Don't do that. Don't do that, okay? If you're thinking about doing it, don't do it. I want you to drive a little bit, and then I want you to stop, and I want you to rest, and I want you to take some time to yourself, okay? That's very important. I feel like there's going to come a time as you're driving that all of a sudden there's going to be, this is interesting, I feel the car slowing down, okay? I don't feel like there's something wrong with the car, okay? I just feel like it slows down, but it's supposed to slow down, okay? There's a reason slowing down. I don't know that you're going to know what it is, but it's going to slow down. Just go with it. Oh my gosh, where does my time go? But there's also the feeling of wanting to acknowledge the time of insight that you're going to have in the car as you're driving. Okay, so that's very important to recognize. Yeah. And the memorial service itself, that feels pretty good to me too. You must be one of the strong ones. So I don't even know who I'm talking to on here, but I just saw that pass in my attention. You must be one of the strong ones because I feel you helping other people. You know, reassuring other people, that kind of thing. Very interesting. Okay, so let's see. Have a nice trip and a safe one. You must be talking to that person too. Careful, snow in North Carolina. I'm tired of snow and it's only December. So today, I want to thank you all, of course, for watching and listening. This is Lily Bell Radio. The name of my show is called Embracing Your Essence. Tonight we talked about the illusion of the perfect holiday. And then I took a little bit of a tangent, went off talking about grief and how to handle grief, because there's a lot of people who are having grief now with the loss of our loved ones and stuff like that. And it's okay. So I just want to make sure y'all understand it's okay to not buy into the illusion of the perfect holiday, that everything doesn't have to be happy all the time, that if you're not feeling good, then go with it. Don't feel good. That take time for yourself. Okay, you're not being selfish. Make yourself enjoy. Okay. Think about it was fun talking to my callers tonight. It's always a pleasure to talk to Joe, and it's always fun to talk to new people, too, and touch in with the issues they have and see what comes out for us. So we are so blessed to be able to have this opportunity to spend time together and share some ideas. So you have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you, Facebook people. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.